An assumption is a thought or an idea that we take for granted, which we previously learned, but we do not question. It's a part of our system of beliefs, and we use these beliefs to interpret the world around us. For example, lottery tickets. My past experience of losing tells me that I'm going to lose again. And the many times that I lose and I continue to lose, this shapes the way I approach lottery tickets. I just don't buy them. Assumptions are based on our history and our story. But sometimes, and we all know this, assumptions can be wrong. Today's gospel offers us an assumption that is made of Mary. It is assumed by Joseph that Mary has done something shameful. And based in a culture and with its own context, he decides to divorce her on this assumption. The intervening moment of the angel informs Joseph that there is something new that breaks through his expectations, his assumptions. This is not a moment of shame, but rather it's a moment of God's divine plan that reaches into human history. It is a climactic moment of God's solicitude to his people. Time and time again, coming out, reaching out of his own divine life to draw his people to himself. God wishes to dwell among us, and he wishes to do so by becoming flesh. It's actually not a new story. Rather, it's recounted throughout all of the Old Testament and summarized in today's second reading. God is the one who reaches into the history of the Israelites. God saves Israel from slavery in Egypt. God saves the people of Israel from exile and brings them back home to their promised land, the land of milk and honey. And when this happens, when it is proven that all who assumed that God was not with the people of Israel, the prophet in today's first reading cannot help but boast of their vindication. The people of Israel have been proven right. God is with his people. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch. For those who do not believe, or even for those who doubt, this night can be very difficult, and it leads to many questions. Does not the world still have problems, conflicts, and misunderstandings? Has something really changed in this evening that brings about a new peace? What changes in the celebration of Christmas? And why should we, who are gathered here, be so joyful? The questions which are raised is a fundamental question of the gospel. Is God truly Emmanuel? Is God with his people? All of these questions can lead us to assume that God does not come to dwell with his people, but only if you haven't heard the entire story. God dwells with his people people assume that God dwells with his people in power and might and in grandeur. Our expectation for God is to have a divine messenger, like the angel who was sent to Joseph, to wake us up, to show us where the presence of God is here and now in this person, in this situation. But we all recognize that many times throughout the day, God goes unnoticed. And this is why we must not assume. God comes into the world not in power and in grandeur or a mighty vision or call. Rather, he enters the world in silence, and it's almost unnoticeable. He comes in the poverty of a stable in an obscure region of the world, beyond the distant minds of powerful men. He reigns not on a throne, but in a manger, which is pushed in the darkness of a society which is unaware. And this is a new idea for us, a new idea that fills our minds and our hearts with joy and incredible hope. that God is with us. We find him in the obscure moments, the moments of darkness. We find him in tragedy and sadness. We find him in the powerless moments of human weakness and need. It is in those moments that, like the darkness and the stench of the stable, the Christ child truly dwells. He comes in this manner because it's in this manner that we most need him. He never leaves us there, but he takes hold of our hearts as an invitation which is not by force, but offers to us a divine grace and power that moves us toward life and light. Today, our hearts sing of the victory, of the vindication of this sacred night, commemorating the birth of our Savior. We were right. God has come to dwell with his people. He is among us. This Christmas, as we gather together as a people of faith, some who are traveling from long distances and some who are very near, some who have been here to St. Louis often and some who have not, all of us are invited and welcomed to contemplate the invitation of God, the fidelity of God. How can we move forward in the spiritual life if we first do not remember the first and most fundamental truth of the faith, a truth that breaks the darkness of sinfulness and death? God is with us. By destroying our assumptions, we are vindicated in truth, and it's only in truth that our future is transformed from the darkness of hopelessness to the joy and peace of Jesus Christ our Savior. Merry Christmas.